Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say in Pirkei Avos land. I'm your host, Reb T. Remember, all previous episodes and seasons can be found at www.anchor.fm/RebT. We're using Yad Avraham from Art School. We are in 5-7. Hey, Zion, again, we're going to take a break for Passover, for Pesach, for the week, and then we're going to try to finish up the last parak and a half, which will take us a few more weeks, and we'll take our summer hiatus, God willing, and come back for season 4 with the start of the school year in the fall with another commentary, God willing. So let's talk 7. 7 happens to be my favorite number in the entire world, not just because I was born on the 7th of one of the wonderful months of the year, but because 7 has a wonderful number. There are 7 days in the week, and 7 is a very fascinating number in general in Judaism, and it reflects different aspects of Judaic life and Jewish elements. Not going to go into all of them now, but interestingly, the Mishnah now here in 5-7, Hey Zion, picks up on the number 7. Shiva Devarim Begolem. 7 things are found in a crude person. V'shiva b'chacham. And 7 things are found in a wise person. Chacham ain't a medaber b'fnei mishehu gadol mimenu b'chachma u'v'minyan. A wise person does not speak before someone who is greater than himself in wisdom or in number. He does not interrupt the words of his friend. He lets him finish. He does not hasten to answer. He asks relevant questions and answers appropriately. He discusses first things first and last things last. Shama Omer Lo Shamati. About that which he has not heard, he says, I have not heard. Very owning up to the fact that I might not know everything. Umode al ha'emes, and he concludes the truth. Vechilu fehin begolem, and the opposite is found in a crude person. So if anything, we should try to take any of these things to be a little bit of a chacham mindset as much as we can. We should realize we don't know everything. If we don't know things, we should freely and readily admit it, and the like. Having completed the lists of 10, the Mishnah now presents various groups of 7. The term golem is the Hebrew word for a crude or unfinished product. As in contrast to a boor, who is empty of both wisdom and manners, and an ama aretz, who is well-mannered enough to contribute to the world society even though he is ignorant of Torah knowledge, the golem is somewhat learned together with being semi-developed in his character. He is, however, not fully developed in either area, leaving his behavior noticeably lacking of wisdom and wanting of proper etiquette, as explained by Rambam commentary and Rav Yonah. Then let's go on to the wise person who doesn't speak before someone who is greater than himself in wisdom or number. The way of the wise is to listen and learn rather than to speak before those from whom they stand to learn. As Rav Yonah points out, also see Rav Bachin and Tiferes Yisrael, this is personified in the Torah by the sons of Aaron, who refrain from responding to Moshe in the presence of their father, as Rav and Bar Yagra explains. He doesn't interrupt the words of his friend. A wise man allows the speaker to finish what he has to say before responding, as Rav Yonah points out. Interrupting earlier would confuse the speaker, an effect that a wise man seeks to avoid, as Rav explains. He doesn't hasten to answer. The wise man responds judiciously and deliberately only after fully hearing out whatever information and or opinions are presented before him. Pause. I forgot to mention that today's Mishnah is dedicated to Eloi Nishmas and the Zichron Nishmas Chaim Yitzchak Ben Michal Shlomo, my father's yahrzeit, who finished up today. We didn't get to record before the sunset, but still we wanted to dedicate it as an Eloi Neshama for his soul. Unpause. Only after giving careful consideration to all the relevant issues does a person think to answer. Rav Tosfos Yontif and Tiferes Yisrael points this out. By not answering until he has thoroughly thought the matter through, he assures that his reply will be clear, conclusive, and most appropriate, as pointed out by Rav Yonah. Let's move over to asking relevant and answering appropriately. A properly asked question elicits an appropriate answer. Thus, the wise student poses questions directly related to the subject matter being currently studied. This, in turn, brings forth a proper response from the teacher, who is fully prepared to clarify that particular subject, as pointed out by Rav. Discussing first things first and last things last. If you ask 5 questions, a person should answer in the manner of which it was presented, but sometimes people answer in a whole convoluted way, not the best way to do things. When presented with a series of questions, the wise person replies appropriately to each question in its proper order, as pointed out by Rashi and Rav and Be'er HaGra. However, the propriety of the order of response is not necessarily in the sequence in which they were asked. Sometimes a particular central point needs to be clarified before addressing tangential points that derive from and depend on the first point of clarification. Thus, wise responses may be better given in the logical sequence of the answers rather than in the illogical order in which they may have been presented. Only a truly wise man has the ability to analyze and organize the information he wishes to impart to the questioner in the clearest and most easily understood order of response, as pointed out by Rambam Commentary and Rav Yona, and see also Tiferes Yisrael. If he has not heard something, he says, I have not heard. A very humbling lesson from Rashi, I think, when it comes to one of the garments of the Mishkan or of one of the items of the Mishkan or the garments of the Kohen Gadol, he simply says, I do not know what this is. I don't know. Rashi was a great, great sage, a very big lamdan, but if he was able to say, I don't know what this is, you know, then we... how much more so we should also. It actually ends up that he says, you know what, I actually realize what this is. I once saw a royalty person riding, and she had on this special thing, and this must be what the ephod was. But in any case, he didn't hesitate to say, I don't know. We should also not hesitate to say, I don't know. A wise man takes care not only to answer correctly, but also to be sure that his responses will be attributed correctly to their proper source. Thus, when his answer is based purely on his own opinion, rather than on what he learned from his teachers, he'll make a point of noting that fact, specifically excluding the statement from the general assumption that whatever he says ultimately came from his teacher. See Rav Yonah Meiri and Rishon Letzion and Rambam Commentary. Also, the point of the Mishnah may be that the wise person refrains from attributing a statement of his own opinion to his teacher, as Rav points out. Also, a side point, we should always give credit where credit is due. If we heard something from someone else, it really brings gula to the world. It really brings redemption, as Mordechai and the story of Esther says, and it points out in a different Mishnah, when you attribute things to the other people, it really brings redemption, because the whole story of Purim really comes from the fact that Mordechai told Esther about the people that plot to kill him, and then the whole story changes due to that point. Also, the Mishnah can be interpreted with a reference to a student who did not hear or understand what his master was teaching him. The wise person in this position does not cover up for himself by pretending to have understood the lesson. Rather, he admits unabashedly that I did not hear what was taught, so that it will be repeated for him until he understands it. Similar to what the sages say, if you wish to learn, do not say I have heard that which you have not heard. That comes from Kala Rabasai. And then he concedes the truth. When the wise man realizes that he erred in an opinion that he expressed, he does not hesitate to admit to his mistake. This even when he can argue his case further, possibly even prevail with his initial opinion. This quality is personified by Moshe Rabbeinu, who is not ashamed to admit that he was wrong in questioning his brother Aaron. As pointed out by Rav, Rambam Commentary, and Rav Yonah, the opposite is found in the crude or golem person. The crude, undeveloped person lacks both the character refinement, the intellectual wisdom evident in the seven attributes of the wise man. Thus he blurts out his opinion before those who are greater than him. As it says, he seeks not wisdom but to display what is in his heart. He interrupts others to interject whatever he wishes to say. As it shows, he responds even before hearing. He hastens to reply without carefully considering the issues at hand regarding which is stated. If you see someone who's rushed in his words, then know that there's greater hope in a fool than in him. He therefore asks and answers inappropriately and out of order, causing confusion to both himself and others with whom he speaks, misleading others to attribute his erroneous opinions to his teachers, and is unwilling to admit to his mistakes, even when he realizes that he was wrong, as pointed out by Rav Yonah and Magen Avos. So from this Mishnah, at least we can learn to try to ask the relevant questions and answer the right way. Don't speak before someone who's greater than yourself. If you're in a conversation with others who are older than you, wiser than you, let them go first. Don't interrupt people. Let them talk fully before you answer. Don't be so quick to answer. Think it through. Think twice before you speak, we're supposed to do. And asking the relevant things, answering the relevant things. You know, someone's talking about the weather today. Why are you talking about something you heard in baseball the other day? And you discuss first things first and last things last, keeping the order of what you're talking about. If you didn't hear something, you don't know something, you say, I don't know. And you concede the truth. If you don't understand something, you just tell me. And if there's an error that you make, you admit to the error. If we do these things, then we can have more peaceful interactions and more peace in the world, and hopefully bring the Geula speedily, shall it come in our days. Amen. Join us next time as we continue with the number 7, talking about different punishments here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.